I would say I wouldn't say all, but it'll be close to all of the starters. There's always going to be things that happen later in the week because of injuries and things like that that we may have to play some guys. But our hope is that most, if not all, will be held out of the game. Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, it's hard on everybody. And a lot of the guys we let go have been with us for 6 months. They've been dramatically important in the growth of our football team and in the development of our team. And they were guys that were all good for our locker room. So it's never easy because they're either letting go of a dream that they've had or they've got to overcome their adversity here and move on. And so many guys do that. Getting cut this week is sometimes is easier to get picked up because they're going against the NFL cuts across the board. It's much harder to pick up a guy the last week when there's fewer spots available. No, I think that, by holding some of the guys out, you have a general idea of a lot of the guys that, are going to make this football team. But this is a big game for the guys who are playing on a number of levels. There's still competition for positions on the team, and there's competition for positions in this league. So there's great value in this game on multiple levels. Well, I think you can turn it into a positive. It gives them an opportunity to play against some of their better players and see how they match up competition-wise, and it creates more value for them, competitively speaking, and throughout the league. So I don't think it's a bad thing. Well, you can go either way. That's a great question. I don't know if I have a one-sided answer to that. We know that, we've worked hard last week to get them ready to play a game. We're going to work hard this week as if it's training camp to work them. And then we're going to rest them and get them focused on game one. That's the way we did it when I was up north and the places that I've been. I haven't experienced a lot of different ways of doing it, and it seems to have worked well. The question you have has a good answer. I mean, there would be some to say that, why not give them a half the week before and get their conditioning up and their game conditioning up. So I don't know that there's a right or wrong. It's just the direction that we've gone here and a lot of teams go around the league. Well, it's critically important. It's the most important thing. I mean, it's our job to get them ready to play, but it's also our job to get them to the season. That's the number one thing, to get them safe to the season. We think we got a pretty good balance with getting in good hard work each and every day. I think those of you who are at camp saw that. We're doing that now. We'll do it right up through Wednesday with the guys that won't play. Then we'll give them almost 4 days off. We'll come back and have a competitive practice. I think it's Sunday. We'll give them off Monday and they get back started on Tuesday, something like that. Well, I'm not going to use that term starting middle linebacker. He has started in the last couple games, and I think he's continued to grow and get better and showing that he can be a very good player in this league. So I think that, to answer your question, I think he is getting better, and he is fitting in. And if he happens to be the guy who's that guy on game one or game two or whatever it is, I think he can grow into the position and be a more than sufficient middle linebacker in this league. Right now, we're just going to wait the week out and see how it goes. I've made a decision on the two of them whether we want to get him more work or not. But they did very well. I mean, I'm not going to hide from the fact that they did very well last week and have continued to improve. I'm just not ready to go the distance on exactly what we're going to do as we move forward here. But, I can stand up here confidently and say that they played well. Well, there's a role, and we'll see again, we'll know a lot more next week. I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can go in this with numbers, and how many tight ends we keep is determines a lot of what happens around the roster, even on the defensive side. So we're just going to let this thing kind of unravel itself, and it will. It normally does, and by Monday of next week, by the end of the week, certainly, we'll be closer to making those decisions. And a lot of it may be based on injury, maybe based on what happens, after the cut date, as we round up the 53.